Materials handling. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines materials handling as movement and storage of goods inside the distribution center. This represents a capital cost and is balanced against the operating costs of the facility. Materials handling systems come in these varieties: transport, transportation equipment, including mechanized or semi-automated forklifts, lift trucks of many varieties, as well as mechanized conveyors and cranes. Positioning. Positioning equipment, which is equipment fixed at a work center, such as a mechanized lift/turn/tilt table or scissor lift, or a semi-automated industrial robot for building pallet layers. Unit load. Unit load formation equipment, which includes the pallets and rolling carts themselves, as well as equipment that helps unitize or palletize goods, such as shrink wrapping equipment. Storage. Storage equipment in the form of part-to-picker, for example, carousels, or picker-to-part solutions, for example, flow racks, mezzanines. Visibility/control. Visibility and control equipment, which include portable or wearable devices, as well as components of larger mechanized systems, such as the barcode or RFID sensors used to capture data on products as they are processed. Crucial to this process is the equipment used to move materials. A full range of equipment is used in the warehouse, from static systems, for example, equipment in place at docks to receive and dispatch goods, and shelving systems used for storage, to mechanized equipment, both automated and non-automated. Much of the equipment serves multiple purposes. How the equipment is used in any given warehouse is determined by the goals, strategy, and principles that the organization employs. Examples of such principles are found in the 10 Principles of Material Handling, created by MHI, the Material Handling Institute, and paraphrased here. Plan for materials handling through clear, well-thought-out processes and procedures. Standardize equipment and procedures across the organization. Work smarter. Eliminate unnecessary work. Design processes to be ergonomic, protective of worker health and safety. Consolidate smaller unit loads into larger units. Maximize the use of space. Eliminate unused and poorly used space. Apply systems thinking to the materials handling process, taking into account interaction and interdependencies. Use automation or other forms of handling equipment whenever possible. Minimize short and long-term environmental impacts. Evaluate equipment and systems purchases by using the total cost of ownership/product lifecycle method. Some additional principles include using gravity flow whenever this is possible, as it is a free form of energy, and when selecting equipment to minimize the ratio of dead load weight to payload weight, for example, lighter equipment for handling lighter goods. These principles inform the approaches to materials handling as well as packaging and unitization.